Progressive Party. Hey, welcome, Wendy. This is Pilot's Progressive Party on Wednesday, May 6th. This is one of those fun months.
And I'm glad that you write down the date because I couldn't tell you what the day was.
Or is.
The date is, exactly.
Hey, we're going to have Mary Kunish-Podine, House Representative, talking about some public forums response for murdered, missing, and indigenous women. And today, Lila White's going to be talking about lawns to...
Legumes.
Oh, wow. That was easy for you to say. Hey, yeah. Hey, you know, in a couple of days, it's going to be Clyde Belcourt's birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Clyde.
Yeah, May 8th. And he was a starter. He was a co-founder of American Indian Movement. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. We're going to drive
and
over there.
He has a book out also, which is awesome. And you were just reading it. So I can't remember the name of it, but it's on your nightstand.
Well, his name is... Thunder Before the Storm, and I think that's the name of the book. And nice. My native name's Distant Thunder, so I'm almost as cool as Clyde. No, just kidding.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, on this day in 1966, May 6 was declared Billy Mills Day by the California State Legislature. Mills had won the gold medal in the 10,000-meter race at the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo.
It's crazy if you ever watch that race, Wendy. He was so far behind until the last, I don't know, 1,500 meters.
Really?
It was crazy.
Yeah. I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, 1966.
That was a long time ago.
5 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, so this was an interesting thing, too. The Star Tribune today came out with a Republican state senator questioned why leisure campgrounds remain closed while some homeless people can continue to seek shelter in tents amid the virus, sparking intense criticism from everyone, including the Democrats. In a video posted on Twitter Tuesday, state Senator Justin Eichhorn, a Republican of Grand Rapids, referenced a nice little tent city up there in St. Paul before appealing to Governor Walz to open up the campgrounds in Minnesota, and he quickly took that down.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, really, a nice little tent city. How about that? Isn't that something?
People are funny, right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. So, here's another thing I wanted to talk about real quick and just bring up before we get Mary Kunish-Podine on. In mid-March, as Seattle region grappled with the virus, a community health center caring for the area's Native American population made an urgent request to county, state, and federal health agencies, please send medical supplies. While it received almost 3 weeks later, left staff members stunned. My team turned at Ghost White, said Esther Lucer, Chief Executive Officer of Seattle Indian Health Board. We asked for tents, and they sent us a box of body bags. Mm-hmm. We asked for tests, right, and exactly.
And, oh, my gosh, and they sent the body bags. Oh, my gosh. Come on. People need supplies.
Yeah, and they're opening up the meat market, so, and then they're going to be gouging you on prices, so everyone should at least do a meatless Monday and really show these corporate farmers and corporations that, you know, it's not a food epidemic,
or there's not a problem with the food chain. There's a problem with the meat change, and there's a big difference between that, because although there's, you know, most people like to eat meat and they like the taste of it. You don't need it to survive. It doesn't provide you really with anything. So
this is popping up before I went on the show. I saw this in a bunch of social medias. The horror moment of two white men shot an armed black jogger dead in their neighborhood while they were looking for a burglar as calls mount to pair to be charged. They haven't been charged. There's a video out there of them killing this guy in cold blood, pulling over with their little F-150 truck and son and dad chasing him down and shooting him for no reason.
You know, it's really escalating. I feel like since 45 came into office, and now since the virus, I just feel like violent crime and I just feel like it's escalated since the virus even more. And I just feel like these people with these machine guns just think that they could just walk around with them and intimidate people. And I don't know. Yeah. It's very upsetting to me. It upsets me more. That upsets me more than the virus itself.
Right. We see all those gun toting people. Mm-hmm. And just before we get to Mary, I just want to say, hey, when we were out at Standing Rock, peaceful praying, we were getting shot by
rubber bullets, water hoses, tear gas.
Right.
And everyone was peacefully protesting the pipeline, and that's what happened.
Prayful. Yeah, right. And now we weren't around. Now we go up to the governor's mansion, and, you know, you can have an AK-47.
Yeah, walk around and scream your head off and intimidate people, and it's okay. Nothing happens to you. Because they're white. That's why.
Wow.
White privilege all over again.
I think it's just part of 45's cult. Mm-hmm. You know, it's again, I bring this up every time, and it's like, let's make the racists afraid again, and let's vote this guy out and vote blue. Mm-hmm. This whole state.
Well, it's kind of like a mindset. People have a mindset of being more aggressive and mean.
Yeah, exactly. And the disrespect from Native communities, they're still used to it, and it's just crazy.
And the African-American community, and the Somali community, right. And the Asian community, all of them.
Right. Hey, let's go to, on that happy note, let's go to House Representative Mary Kunis Podine that's waiting online to talk to us about a few things.
Absolutely. And
we love Mary Kunis Podine.
Mary's the best.
Hey, welcome to Pilot Progressive.
You guys are great.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what we want to talk about today. And one of the things that I want you to talk about is the public forum for the response of the MMIW bill.
Sure. Well, we'll start out with that. You know, it was just about a year ago that we passed legislation off of the House floor to create a task force to study the missing and murdered Indigenous women of Minnesota. And we sent that over to the Senate and got it passed. And then I think it was June of this year, maybe it was more like August, the governor signed it into law. And thus began a task force with a variety of partners, both in, Minnesota departments and commissioners and a lot of our organizations out in the community that work with violence against women and families. And, of course, our American Indian groups formed this task force, and we've been working on it since then. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we haven't been able to hold the public forums and the community forums that we've wanted to. Part of the plan for the task force was to go into communities in greater Minnesota and the urban core and just provide a safe place for folks to come and either tell the story of themselves or perhaps the stories of their family in the past, because honestly, there is not an American Indian family that doesn't have a story to tell about a loved one, a grandmother or aunt or sister or friend or cousin that either has gone missing, been a victim of violence, or been murdered, and there's been no justice found for that. But as I said, because of the pandemic, we were cut kind of short on those community conversations. We aren't able to go out into the community directly the way we had been. And so we've put together a plan for folks. So anyone who would like to share their personal story of a missing or murdered loved one, or knows a story or just needs to tell us some things about the whole situation, we have extended the listening period until May 18th. And the reason we have a deadline is because we do have to put a report together for the legislature. And so the data that we collect and all of the data that we collect will be held private. You know, for us, it's also very sacred information. We won't be using it to, you know, advertise or put people's names to it or whatever the case. But the data that we get will go into a report and then give suggestions to the state legislature what we need to do around the missing and murdered indigenous folks, as well as, you know, just violence, domestic violence in general. And so folks are able to do that by phoning. There's a phone number that they can call. I know it's hard to take a number down while you're listening to the radio, but one thing they can do is email the MMIW, so that means Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force, at Wilder, WILDER.org. And then, or they can go to the Department of Public Safety's website. It's dps.mn.gov. And in the little search box up above, just put in MMIW and it will bring you to the page. And you can write a comment there. There will list that phone number that you can call it and actually talk to somebody if you want to share it over the phone. But we are looking for more stories and more information, suggestions, you know, from the community on how to address this kind of violence in our communities, because it happens here in the urban area. It happens out in greater Minnesota. It happens on the reservations. And for generations, it hasn't been addressed. And so we are working to, you know, put a lot of preventative measures in there and then also, you know, put consequences for people that prey on vulnerable folks in such a violent way.
Yeah, exactly. I know you have a tight schedule. You've been just doing so much. And again, it's Native American, Minnesota Native American Month here. And I want to wish you officially over Pilots Progressive Party that. What are you doing? I mean, you're in school, you're out of school, you're at the Capitol. What is your schedule? Meetings.
I'm on a leave of absence from the school. I'm a library media specialist at Robbinsdale Middle School. So as soon as the legislature starts in January, February, I take a leave of absence. And then I go back those last couple of weeks after our legislative session is over, because we issue all those Chromebooks to our students. And, of course, now with the distance learning, all of the Chromebooks are out and about. We will want those back. We need to get them cleaned up. We need to get them repaired if they need repair. If they've been lost or damaged beyond repair, we need to replace them and get them ready for the next year. And then just sort of figure out how we're going to do this learning in the fall. So we finish up here at the legislature. I think the 18th is our last day, and then I have a couple days to get loose ends. But we've just been meeting back to back to back to back, Zoom meetings and conferences and phone calls. I mean, sometimes I have my phone plugged into my ear while I'm listening to one meeting, while I'm on a Zoom meeting with and texting somebody else. You know, we're just really working hard to put together a good legislation for the future. Of course, we had to scale it back considerably for financial reasons and, you know, can we actually do this? Does it make sense to put any more policy or finance in order? But we are all working just so very hard to ensure that we're putting, you know, the safety nets and the resources available to Minnesota. We really want to get a bonding bill out there. We have to take into consideration that if we don't take care of our infrastructure, we're going to pay for it double down the road. And fortunately, we've been, you know, the federal government is sending a lot of financial assistance. So, you know, if we compound that with what little we have left after, you know, we were supposed to have such a surplus, we just have to make sure that we are still doing the work that needs to be done and we're still doing our job as best that we can.
And you're running for state senator.
Yes. Yes, I will find out if I am the endorsed candidate tomorrow. Knock on wood, I'm sort of keeping my fingers crossed that that is indeed the case. And then, yeah, then this summer, again, campaigning will look very different than it ever has. I don't know that people want us knocking on their door or dropping off literature. So we're going to have to find new innovative ways to reach the voters and hear what's so important to them and what it is that they feel that we need to work on over at the Capitol. So, yeah, it's a whole new paradigm for us, and we're just figuring it out as we go, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, thank you for spending some time. I know you're really busy, and I know Minnesota MN350 has endorsed you, and I'm on that board, and it's exciting to be a partner with you and all the great work we do.
Well, MN350 does a lot of good work, so I'm very honored to have their endorsement and their support.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you for spending this time with us, and I know you're really busy, and a peeny geeky for being on and all you do. And you'll be on Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and also the Native Symposium that's on Sundays at AM 950 plays. So you're on the radio almost as much as I am.
Guilty by association.
That's right. Cool. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, you guys. You have a really good evening.
Thank you.
You too. You too. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, happy birthday to Clyde Delacourt, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to do a drive-by Friday.
Oh, my gosh. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you guys listening. Take care.
All right. We were going to surprise him. I hope he's not listening.
Well,
but hey,
now the surprise is over if he is listening.
That's right. Hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
During this stay-at-home time, many of us are getting around to what needs doing at home. So how is your vacuum cleaner running? Is it time to get it repaired or maybe even replaced? Great news! A1 Vacuum in Roseville is open for curbside service. We're here from 10 until 2, Monday through Saturday. Give us a call at 651-222-6316 to place your order for curbside supplies, repairs, or replacements. Find more information and updates at a-1vacuum.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We feature actor Chris Mulkey. Chris has appeared in over 100 film and TV shows, including Captain Phillips, Twin Peaks, Rambo First Blood, and more. You'll see his face if you cruise the late night airwaves. He's also recently recovered from COVID-19. We did a phone interview with him. You will find it most enjoyable and informative. 6 p.m. Saturday on AM 950.
Hey, Cudigee to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Peeny Gee, and thank you for your support.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart who's become a member of AM 950 over the last few weeks. You can become a member by simply heading over to am950radio.com and donating. The membership response has been so great, we're planning on launching some brand new members-only content, like a monthly Tom Hartman interview and weekly updates with new content. Head over to am950radio.com and declare, yes, I want to support AM 950. For everyone who is a member, thank you so very much for your support, and thanks for listening to the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, Machiavelli.
Niccolo Machiavelli is most famous for saying that in politics, the ends justifies the means.
Yeah, except he never actually said that.
But his masterpiece, The Prince, is an instruction manual for conniving politicians everywhere.
Only because it's so widely misunderstood. The Prince is really about political redemption.
Machiavelli, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950. What is hypnosis? What is hypnosis?
Back to Pilot's Progressive Party. Wow, welcome, Wendy. That's Mary Kunush Podine is just awesome.
Yeah, she is great. So if you could support her, please do.
Hey, and I want to give a couple shout outs too. Just this is not everybody, but we have some special people that did our Patreon site, Native Roots Radio Network, because we have like three shows under that. You know, Sheriff Hutch. Winona LaDuke up there at Honor the Earth is a big supporter. Yep. And, you know, there's a couple other people on there that we just, we can't be doing this if we don't have support, right? Because our sponsors have, fallen on hard times.
Yeah. And I just want to say something about our sponsors, like particularly, J.S. Bean Factory is a great little coffee shop on 1518 Randolph Avenue. And, because of this pandemic, they were no longer able to, support us. But I wanted to give them a shout out anyway, because I think that they're opening little by little. Like the other day, they had cold pressed coffee. So you could check it out and go there and support them by just getting the, you know, coffee like that. And Jay Selby, which is that vegan restaurant on Victoria and Selby, they're doing online orders, and you just pull up and get them picked up. So let's support the people so that when this is over, they could come back and support us.
Right. And then also to support AM 950 and go onto their website too. You know, also because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for AM 950.
Yeah,
and I know
absolutely
there's great programming all day, and then the weekends, the local stuff, which
and
we're on
too.
Yeah, Native Roots Radio, and then we do the symposium commercial free on the Native American Symposium commercial free on 10 o'clock on Sundays, and that's always crazy. We had Madonna Thunderhawk on, who is just 80 years old, and I couldn't believe how sharp she still is.
She's awesome. I want to be like her when I'm 80.
Right. And she, I mean, I was at Wounded Knee with American Indian Movement, and she was on a horse.
That's fantastic.
I know you kept on saying that over and over again. The last time I saw you, you were on a horse.
She was in a documentary.
Warrior Woman. And she also was an American Indian Movement and started Survival Schools, which is Native schools. And also she's been at everything from Alcatraz, and even before that, she was saying, to Standing Rock.
She's a very, very interesting woman to listen to and talk to. She has a lot of history, and she shares it with everybody, so it's fantastic. But I'm excited for our next guest here, Robert.
Right on. It's Lila White, and she's talking about lawns and
legumes.
I know. I'm just made you say
that.
We're going to let her say that. Hey, Lila, welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party.
Hi, Robert. Hey, McGee, for having me on the show.
Hey,
happy American Indian Month.
Right on. Well, you know, for us, it's like American Indian Month every month, though, right?
Yes.
Ho Chunk. All right, right on. Hey, so can you talk a little bit about your program here? We're really excited to talk about that program with you, because I know Wendy had a bee garden in the backyard and
last year,
and we're seeing things that we have never seen before.
Yeah. So I was excited last year. I just went to the florist, the nursery, and I said, I want to see butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds in my backyard. Can you help me pick the right plants for this? And the woman did. And I got like three of each, and I have like a small stand-up garden in my backyard, and I planted them. And all summer long, there were butterflies, hummingbirds, and bees, and I just loved it. And I was going to go to the nursery this past weekend and get the plants again and plant them, and I'm glad I didn't, because they're saying that we're supposed to get a polar vortex this weekend, and it's supposed to be really, really cold, and in some places we can get a really bad frost. And if you had any perennials that are kind of delicate, they may not make it through the weekend. So I'm glad I didn't plant, and I'm going to wait to do it next weekend. Lila, yeah, tell us who you are, what you do, and what the program is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lila White. I'm a candidate for bachelor's degree at the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. I came here for school. I'm actually from Chicago, and I'm on Anishinaabe and Ho-Chunk. This year, I'm in a Minnesota Green Corps program, which is a community service program, and my host site is located in South Minneapolis. It's called Metro Blooms. We are a nonprofit organization for clean water using stormwater best management practices. We specialize in rain gardens, which is simply a garden with water-tolerant plants placed strategically on a landscape where it can collect and absorb all the stormwater runoff that comes off that area. And right now, we're actually partnering with a lot of neighborhoods in South Minneapolis, specifically Corcoran and Phillips neighborhood, in a grant program called the Lawns to Legumes program. And we're doing our project this year is called Corcoran and Phillips Pollinator Project. It's funding to install pollinator-friendly plants into residents' homes, residents' yards, their green spaces outdoors. And,
that's cool, Lila. I have a question for you. You know, we walk our dogs every night, and I see these rain gardens, and they're kind of like in the, what do you call that space between the lawn and the street?
Boulevard?
Oh, the boulevard.
The boulevard.
I can't remember the name of it, the boulevard. I'm from New York. We don't call it boulevard. I don't know what we call it, but anyway. The boulevard is kind of dug out, and there's rocks and plants. Is that kind of what you mean, doing it on the boulevard?
Actually, there is an opportunity for Phillips residents to get, pollinator gardens in their boulevards. But I'm also talking about if they're homeowners right in their own lawns, like we want to create more pollinator habitat instead of lawns. Lawns are like what we call green concrete, which really doesn't do anything for the environment. It barely absorbs water, you know, compared to native vegetation, and doesn't provide any other resources other than aesthetically looking pleasing to people.
That's so right. And you know, I see a lot of people, too, putting lots of pesticides and a lot of chemicals on their lawn to make it nice and green. And then that runs off and it goes into the rivers and lakes. And it's really, really bad. And I know, like, dogs who walk over those lawns end up with certain kinds of cancers. So it's really, really bad to treat your lawn.
Yeah, we really support what you're doing there.
Right. So what this program offers is actually training and education in the establishment of these native vegetation pocket plantings and how to take care of them and maintenance in the long run. And we also help with designing where we're going to put the garden on your green space. It could be, you could be a homeowner, or we are working to include tenants, people who have apartments, and hopefully work with them and their landlord if they're interested in getting a garden for their own and helping pollinators. This grant funding is actually for our state bee, which is the rusty patch bumblebee, which is endangered. But also these gardens will help other pollinators like butterflies and birds and hummingbirds, like you were saying. So one special point about reaching the Phillips neighborhood is that with this project, there's also a large aspect of community engagement. And so we can make this project what we want it to be. We have ideas for using culturally important practices into into Dan's gardens. We want to use native, our initiative is to use native vegetation. And so my vision is to have input from the community members and specifically reaching the American Indian community members to incorporate some cultural practices as we plant these gardens and give them the funding so we can have these gardens within our neighborhoods.
So, Lila, do you have to be Native American to use the program?
No, actually, it's for all Phillips residents.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, and I just don't want to be exclusive in that it's for homeowners. We want to also include tenants and anybody in any kind of housing. And we are working with the funders to make sure that they are eligible.
Cool.
Little to no cost.
So do you have a few extra minutes to stay with us? We got to run to a commercial break.
Sure, yes.
All right, cool. Well, hey, you're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we're going to be right back after this short break with Lila White.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment, real estate, wills, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilots Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gee, and thank you for your support.
As an essential business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is here to help you with all your heating and cooling needs. They've also got a great deal to get you ready for summer. During May, you can save $1,900 or more on a new furnace and air conditioner and also have payments as low as $83 a month. Or ask about their 0% financing option. Find out more about these great deals at standardheating.com/AM950. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. The comfort you deserve since 1930. With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 61 and a low of 34. Saturday, a chance of rain in the morning with a high of 59 and a low of 39. With the state having closed bars and restaurants for dining in, it's especially important that you support our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, featuring high-quality local foods, unique dishes, vegetarian options, and so much more. These restaurants are locally owned, so the money you spend stays local. Find all the restaurants offering takeout at eatlocalminnesota.com.
back to Pilot's Progressive Party.
And it is a party, Wendy, isn't it?
Here. Sure is. And you know what? I really like this subject, talking about this with Lila White, because it's just light and airy, and we're not talking about like heavy stuff. So
well, we can talk heavy when we get.
I'm really happy that you're on, Lila, and talking about this wonderful project you're doing. And Lila, if you could just tell our audience too how they can, if they live in the Phelan and can't
not
remember.
Phelan, it's,
I'm sorry. Whatever area it is, you'll have to repeat it, and then let them know how to contact you about this.
Yeah, sure. If you are a Phillips resident and you're interested in planting native vegetation in your green space, You can find out more at workshops available. Their upcoming workshop is May 14th, Thursday, next Thursday, 5:30, to learn more about what a native vegetation pocket planting requires in maintenance. Go to bluethumb.org to learn more about the program. And also, I actually shared some flyers with a few different email listservs, and it's also on the Minneapolis American Indian Center Facebook page. It has my information, my contact information, my email, lila@metrobloom.org, to contact me if you want to be involved on this neighborhood project.
Wow, that's cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Also, there are this grant program is also actually statewide, and there are different grant opportunities for individual support for establishing native vegetation also. And you could learn more about that about on bluethumb.org too.
I'm going to be checking it out because I
we want a garden again. We want to see some little birds, those little hummingbirds, come back.
Yeah. And I really want to get rid of our front lawn. I want to do something different with that. You know, I know we don't water the lawn. We just let
it
go the way it is. Yeah, it is a north facing, so we don't really need water. And if it did need water and got brown, we would not water the grass just because it's a waste of water. But Robert, really, it's a waste of your time and energy too to just mow it. For what?
Right. Well, we got an electric mower, so it's kind of fun. But yeah, I agree.
But yeah, maybe we could do something with it. So.
So maybe Lila can help us.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Great. So we got another couple minutes with you. And is there anything else you want to bring up? So is that thing on May 14th, is that online or is that a Zoom? Or how is that? How are people able to join in on that?
It's going to be on Zoom. We are using Zoom to conduct these workshops, and it's a presentation on what we define a resilient yard. And actually, you could go to the Metro Bloom's Facebook page, and we have a Facebook event made where you can register. And it is free for Phillips and Corcoran residents when you register. Because usually these workshops are $15, but in the registration form, there's a box near the bottom where you just click and say that you are a resident of one of these neighborhoods, and then you can register for free.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And even if it's $15, it's really fantastic, value for what you're getting. So that's great.
And I'm going to be doing more outreach in the Phillips neighborhood. Right now, I am reaching and focusing on the American Indian community, but I've also been talking to the Phillips Community Center and the Ventura Neighborhood Committee to get more people involved for this opportunity.
Well, let us know how we can help you. We'd love to help you, and we'll share whatever we can here on our Facebook page and AM950's Facebook page. I wonder, there might be a question here for you. Flo's been calling from Minneapolis and has a comment. I'm trying to see here what the comment is. Can you take a question before we go? Well, let's see if Flo is on there and can come on and give us a quick question. Are you there, Flo? Hello, Flo. Flo from Minneapolis. Whoops. Looks like we got
disconnected.
Looks like we got Lila dropped. Got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Flo, if you're there and... ask your question and we'll forward it to Lila Wills White.
Oh, no one's there. Oh, hey, boy. This is crazy. This is one of those days.
Okay, well, that's all right. She did great.
Yeah, she's young, and she did an awesome job. And, mm-hmm. I don't know. These are the things that we need to sustain. And like we were talking, she was interesting what she said about the grass front yards because, mm-hmm. you know, when 20, 25 years ago, I was all about, you know, fertilizing.
Edging.
And, edging's all right. But, but you know, now, with the last 2 years, we've had so much rain. I've never had water. Yeah. But prior to that.
And we also have a really good neighbor. His name is Tom, and he often edges our lawn, and he does a great job. So if you're listening, Tom, I'd like to give you a shout out and say thanks.
Exactly. And it's looking a little shabby out there right now.
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? The other thing is I read an article that May is called Mow May. So you should not mow your lawn in May because there's still like bugs and leaves on the grass and insects that are alive that need to be alive. So the birds have stuff to eat. The bees have stuff to eat. The dandelions happen to be the bees' first food. Mm-hmm. So it's no mow May. So don't mow your lawn in May.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And it's hard to say.
It is. You know, but Flo from Minneapolis is back on there, and she wants to say Peeny Geegee.
Sure.
Hey, Flo, the Welcome Pilots Progressive.
Hi, Peeny Geegee, for all that you do. I have a request to make of your beautiful wife, Wendy, Hanajiki Hani, well named. I would like her to raise her voice in her capacity with the Humane Society. In the governor's daily briefings, because she revealed such a horrific portrait of the way the animals are slaughtered and the conditions of the animals, never mind the humans trying to do the work. And I think her voice needs to be part of those daily briefings.
Yeah, I really wish I could be a voice of those daily briefings because I'll tell you, I have a lot to say about that. And it's really I appreciate your comment about that because I think it's such an important subject and that more people just need to kind of think about it more. You know, and unfortunately, I think people when they go to the grocery store, and I'm guilty of this, you know, 10 years ago, I would go to the grocery store and walk through the meat aisle and I would see the pretty little packages with the meat in it and I wouldn't think of the animal. And, you know, for the past 8 years, I've been vegan and I think about that animal now. And I just think that because the meat industry is such a big corporation and they have lots and lots of money and they have lots and lots of lobbying power. I mean, the President of the United States signed an executive order to put them all back to work. So you know how strong that their their lobbying power is, and we're just a little bit of people here who just don't like the way the animals are treated. But what we can do is talk to as many people as you know and as you can, and just educate and just talk to people about how the animals are treated. And you'd be surprised how many people you could get to just think about it and make small changes. And that's the way we could really make things positive. But thank you so much.
Maybe you could call the governor's office and become part of the reporter questions.
Yeah.
And raising your voice from the perspective of the Humane Society and all of the horrific pictures you've raised for us. I'm an awakened non-native. And I was awakened by your community voices.
I really appreciate
that. I think it's important that voice be heard in those daily briefings, even if only as like a reporter question.
Thank you. And I do want you to know that the Humane Society of the United States works day in, day out on all kinds of different animal issues, and also this issue of how animals are treated in factory farms. So I want you to know that we are working on that. But we have to go to break right now, and I do appreciate the phone call, so thanks a lot.
You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio. And right now, with so much fear, uncertainty, anxiety, and real problems, I mean, people are facing hunger, there's depression, there's anxiety. What else is there? There's climate change, there's the soil going corrupt. How do we connect with each other? How do we take this moment of crisis and take a sad song and make it better? That's what we're talking about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to us Saturdays at 8 a.m. or Sundays at 11 or anytime on podcast, Food Freedom Radio.
Next Chapter Booksellers is the perfect gift option for mom this Mother's Day. Their expert staff can help make book recommendations no matter her taste. Plus, they even sell cards and puzzles. Just call the store at 651-225-8989. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. So you don't even have to leave your home to shop. Open daily by phone from 10 to 3. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gee, and thank you for your support.
Summer is coming, and Standard Heating and Air Conditioning can help you save $1,900 or more on a new furnace and air conditioner. Find even more savings at standardheating.com/AM950. As an essential business, Standard Heating is here to safely provide you with the comfort you deserve.
Help Victor's 1959 Cafe, your favorite Cuban restaurant, stay open. Victor's is closed temporarily, but they are accepting gift card purchases at victors1959cafe.com. So head on over to purchase a gift card, and once we're through this, enjoy some delicious Cuban cuisine. Cow Tipping Press teaches and publishes creative writing by adults with developmental disabilities, documenting what are still far too rare firsthand accounts from the still far too segregated group of people. This Saturday at 9 a.m., tune into Connections Radio to hear not just about, but from people with developmental disabilities. Why it's important to include them as authors in the books we read, employees in the places we work, friends and community members, and as contributors to the policies we pass, especially now. That's this Saturday at 9 a.m. on Connections Radio. What a hypnosis is. What is it? Well,
I'd really like to know. What is it? Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party.
this is how I love the show, is Wendy. So I really don't have to say much. We had great guests. We had a nice call in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Flo. Really appreciate your comment and your compassion about that. And I promise I'm going to work on it as hard as I can.
Well, we just want to mention, too, we're on Saturdays here on AM 950 with Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, 1 to 3. It's a two-hour show. And then also at 10 o'clock, the Native American Symposium, We're Still Here, commercial-free on AM 950.
And that's on Sundays.
Yeah. And everyone, remember, please support AM 950. Go to their website and click on it and donate. And then also, if you have some money left over, come to our Patreon site. We've had a really good response, because our sponsors have hit hard times, and so it costs money for production and airtime.
So we're going to get everybody's name together who has contributed so far and give them a shout out over the next few weeks. So we'll be doing that.
So keep it up, and then keep your eyes on the prize. And it's been a light show. We started out a little heavy, and it's always great to hear Mary Kunish Podine. Support her and her election for Senate.
Absolutely, and
support
everybody.
She
does a lot of good work.
Right, and keep your eye on the prize and your eyes open. Always.
Yeah, we're getting through this to the other side. Every day we're closer to getting to the other side. So,
and again, like our guest said, happy Native American Month. She's awesome. We like to put young Native women out front, and because they're going to be our leaders, and we need them more than they need us.
That's right, you know.
Here's another one in the books, Wendy.
Well, we got another one down.
Yeah.
We should keep count of all these shows that we're doing.
Oh, it's easy to do. we should get ready to walk the dogs and get something to eat and say see you later.
And thank you, Eric, for your work behind the scenes. We appreciate it.
Right, exactly. Thank you so much, Eric. You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and we'll be back next week with another awesome show. Peenie Geegee, Wendy, for helping me out as always.
Absolutely.